This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the Different Strokes Effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
It takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
World.
Now, Jade, I have some very, very big news to share with you tonight.
Yeah, what's that?
I want you to be the first to hear.
With everyone else?
Well, no, it's just you and me.
Okay.
No. Yeah, you know what? This is special. This is our moment.
Okay.
Because you're like my BFF and all.
Okay, yeah.
I want you to be the first to hear in this whole wide world that me and my boyfriend, we have taken our relationship to the next level.
Really? What does that mean? You're getting married?
Why are you laughing?
Is there a ring on it?
I don't appreciate the time. There ain't no ring on it, okay?
Yeah.
So until the day he puts a ring on it, I'm just going to keep playing that song.
I'm laughing nervously because I'm not sure what I'm to expect.
Okay, me and my boyfriend, we're taking our relationship to the next level, Jade.
Yeah.
Today, we both became proud parents of two new goldfish. Jade, let me just say, you heard the intro.
Yeah.
You guys have been hearing the intro for years. I always say how much of a fan of goldfish I am, how much I love goldfish.
Knows everything about goldfish. You think you know stuff about goldfish, you know nothing.
You know nothing compared to me.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but the truth is, in real life,
I
haven't had goldfish for about 2 years.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, you know, came to a point where I'm just like, okay, you can't call yourself a goldfish lover if you don't dip yourself back into that pond.
Mm-hmm.
And actually keep goldfish.
Yeah.
I've had my heart broken before, Jade.
It is heartbreaking keeping goldfish.
A lot of fish have come and gone.
Yeah.
6 months they think they can survive. No, they die. So after 2 years, I kind of picked myself back up again. I played a lot of Whitney Houston. You know, I heard a lot of I Didn't Know My Own Strength. And I just went ahead. I cleaned my aquarium.
Yeah.
I scrubbed out the old pump. I bought brand new gravel.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
that you went all out.
I went all out. I've refurbished the aquarium. Okay. So sometime this week I decided, okay, it's time. I can finally move on and I can get goldfish. So today I went out with mum and we bought a pair of goldfish. Guess how much they cost, Jade?
$15.
$55.
What?
$55.
That's outrageous.
Yep. $55 for a goldfish. And I got a pair. Okay, I spend more on goldfish than I do on myself, on my clothes, a pair of shoes. Mm-hmm.
Really? Are they fancy goldfish?
They're not that fancy. I mean, they don't. I mean, it's not like they have three eyes or anything.
Yeah.
But they're just the beautiful, extra large butterfly tail goldfish.
Okay.
So if you want to know what that is, you can Google it. Or if you just follow me on Twitter, it's that picture on my background.
Ah,
it's a big googly-eyed kind of goldfish.
Yes, yeah.
So, you know, we're both now proud parents of a pair of goldfish. I feel like we're moving ahead. And although he's not a fan of goldfish and he doesn't really like goldfish, it's important that I make the decision.
Yeah.
Because that shows that I'm in control. So I feel like this relationship's really going great.
And he's going to, like, volunteer to feed every so often or no?
Yeah, I mean, he offered to name the fish, but I said no.
Yeah, what are the names?
Charlie and Ralston.
Where did you get those names from?
Don't know.
Just random?
I felt inspired when I saw their dorky demeanor. So he doesn't get a say in what the fish eats or where the fish goes. Well, usually they stay in my room. Or the name, but you know.
He can look at them. Don't tap the glass, please.
Don't tap the glass. Don't spray deodorant around my fish.
No.
I don't like that. Yeah, that kills them. So I'm in charge.
Don't let them clean the tank either.
No, I hate it when boyfriends play in your goldfish tank.
Yeah.
Stick their finger in there thinking it's their place. It's not.
No.
In any case, tonight, look, I felt great to be able to share that with you because, you know, our relationship's so much stronger now.
Yeah.
But on tonight's show, Jade, mm-hmm. God, you're experiencing life in a D-list.
Yes.
Or through Kathy Griffin.
Yeah.
What on earth is going on? You don't do reality TV shows.
I don't do reality TV shows, but I have watched bits and pieces of this show before and I noticed it was back on TV and I've been doing some TV watching. Plus, Dave, which I'll go into a bit more later, I really feel like maybe I need to like broaden my horizons as far as TV watching goes. Like, I'm so picky about things being good. Mm. Like, maybe I should try stuff that isn't always good.
Oh my God, have a bit of guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Later on in the show, I will be talking about that blog called This Is Why You're Fat.
Mm.
Amazing. It's a very funny blog, purely disgusting, so you guys will have to stick around to hear that. And later on, Jade, you're reviewing the new Sleigh Bells album.
Yes, it is. It's a debut album.
Okay. It's called Treats.
Yes.
You're listening to Different Strokes with Jade and Dave here on Joy 94.9.
Okay, so Dave, you must feel so lucky to go and watch these shows that you would never have thought to watch ever before.
Look, I always go on the personal recommendation of a friend when it comes to TV shows because I'm quite loyal with the series that I watch.
Tune in for a Different Strokes take on television.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. Dave, I bagged the crap out of you for your reality TV addiction.
Look, I'm not really addicted to it. I just watch it occasionally.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't watch reality TV anymore, Jade. We've become one.
Yes.
That I've adopted your TV watching habits.
Well, I kind of was having this crisis of faith with television because, like, what happens at the moment, Dave, is I don't really watch much television on television because I'm, you know, I kind of like shows that I will, you know, get off the interwebs and watch them ahead of schedule, you know, even something like Glee or whatever that's on TV here.
Wow.
I'll watch, you know.
You can get Glee ahead of time?
Yeah, well,
I don't know what Glee is about, really. I mean, bad gay, I know.
Anyways, so, you know, I'll often watch shows ahead of when they're... And then I was sitting there, I was like, you know, I'm really doing the show a disservice by not, like, trying everything, like, you know, by really going out there and watching absolutely everything. And I have seen, I noticed that there was an ad for Kathy Griffin show, My Life on the D-List.
Mm.
And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to IQ that and then I'll watch it later.
I mean, out of all the reality TV shows, why were you drawn to that? I mean, why not America's Next Top Model?
Because I know Kathy Griffin, I've like heard her comedy before, and this particular episode that I watched had Lily Tomlin in it.
Mm.
Yes, she's a famous lesbian.
Is she a lesbian?
Yeah,
and Lily Tomlin's a lesbian.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You learn something new every day.
Yeah, there you go. And I was like, oh, okay, well, this looks good. And I have actually watched previous episodes. One had Rosie O'Donnell in it.
Mm.
And then there was another episode that I saw that was when she actually came to Australia for Mardi Gras, and Margaret Cho and Cyndi Lauper were also in the show.
Oh, I love Margaret Cho.
Yeah.
So we both went to a Margaret Cho show together.
So, so those are the reasons why I've normally watched it. I've been like, oh, Margaret Cho's on, I'm going to watch it.
Mm-mm.
But it's actually really funny. I wasn't expecting, you know, like how you set your standards low.
Yeah, I know you have that kind of TV snobbery, but let me just say this.
Yeah.
As someone who's watched quite a number of reality TV shows,
yeah,
does this look like a scripted reality TV show?
I mean...
Is there even such a thing as an unscripted one?
To me, it kind of looks like, okay, so I watch a lot of The Office or whatever. And
oh, like Parks and Rec, where it's got that doco feel.
Yeah, they're doco mockumentary style.
Mm.
And this is kind of the reality TV version of that. It's not, I mean, she basically commentates on situations. She's, you know, she does
so
those
does
two
camera interviews.
So does
it follow her life or?
It does follow her life, but... You know, and so she'll do it, but you can tell, is it like there's story arcs and there's also, you know, two camera interviews like of her saying, oh, yeah, this is what happened, blah, 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 blah. So it's very similar. And that's probably why I liked it, right? Mm. Because I can kind of get that feel, I guess. But I mean, what I find really kind of bizarre about the whole thing is that she's like so brutally honest. about everything. And, like, you know, the episode that I watched before I came in today had Lily Tomlin in it. And Lily Tomlin, you know, has some famous friends like Liza or whatever. And she just randomly, you know, she convinces Lily Tomlin to call them up and will, like, ask the most random, like, bizarre questions and try and kind of, like, get a reaction out of them. It's just kind of, you know.
So the name of the, excuse me. So the name of the show is called My Life on the D-List. Yeah. So what I wanted to know is that what is a life on a D-List? Like, does it just follow her doing, like, publicity stunts or a book launch? Or?
Well, she does a lot of stand-up, which I find, you know, because, I mean, you don't really know how much stand-up these people do, but she appears to do a lot of stand-up. And she was actually saying in this particular episode, it had been 3 weeks from the last time she'd done a stand-up show, which is quite long period. So, you know, she does a lot of stand-up, and then she's got this thing about her gays, like, you know, she did this whole thing where
she's a gay advocate, isn't
yeah,
she?
And yeah. She had a meet and greet where she was all worried about her, you know, she's all worried about her energy or whatever, and then all of the gays came and she was like, you know, the gays are like this injection of energy for me. And so she was quite, you know, she's very supportive of the gay community. And then she's got, like, her little handlers and her publicity people, which, and the way she acts around them is just so funny. And the stuff she gets them to do, like, she was nominated for a Grammy and she decided that she was going to get them, all of her little handlers, plus her mum and also her maid, to call up people who are voting for Grammys and, like, you know, all these celebrities. Like, she calls Shaka Khan or whatever and says, can I get your vote for comedy album? You know, I'm trying to win a Grammy.
I didn't realise they do Grammys for comedy albums. That's amazing.
Yeah, well, and, you know, it's just... And so she was, you know, on a big campaign. So she does, like, publicity stunts. She does random things where she tries to go out with really famous people to kind of raise her profile. So it's
that's the life on a D-list.
So she's she gets a lot of viewers, and she did actually, she has won, I think, twice Emmys for
Emmys,
show.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
2007 2008. So, and it's in its fifth, it's just finished its fifth season, so yeah, it must be heading into season six.
Yep.
So
the reality TV show, 5 years and running,
and on one person too. Like, it's not like, you know, with the sort of the top models and all of that. They go through casts, and, you know, it's like, you know, they're there for one season. But
okay, here's the big question though, Jade. Do you have to be a Kathy Griffin fan to love it, or can you kind of warm to her? Were you a Kathy Griffin fan? Before you got into it?
I didn't know that much about her. I mean, I knew that she'd been in some soapy in the... some sitcom in the 90s.
Yep. Like, because there was a moment where Victoria Beckham was set to do a reality TV show. Instead, they made, like, a mini-series. But because I'm a Victoria Beckham fan, I would watch it. But I don't think anyone else got her sense of humour. So I was wondering, with Kathy Griffin, do you have to be a fan of her style of humour, follow her to actually appreciate the show?
I think you've got to be ready. I mean, she's a bit kind of in your face. I don't know.
She divides people, I think.
Yeah, she really does. And I mean, that if you're not into that kind of thing, you're not going to like it. You kind of have to be open to it. And I kind of think that it's better, you know, with Victoria Beckham, right? She's not known for being comedic, right?
No.
So it's not like... why I think the show works is she can carry the show based on, you know...
just her comic stylings.
Yeah, her, you know, and... like I was saying, like, these shows that are using sort of the single, two-camera interviews, mockumentary style, are really popular right now, those type of sitcoms. So it kind of makes sense that that would translate into reality TV, whereas I don't know that Victoria Beckham could translate it to, could carry that kind of show.
I'm just kind of glad she's just designing dresses right now.
Yeah.
Welcome to Different Strokes Online. Log in to hear Jade and Dave's perspectives on online media.
The internet should not be used as a high-tech babysitter. We need to make sure that when our kids surf the web, they don't drown.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Dave, you've gone bloggy.
I've gone bloggy, and do you know what's funny?
Yeah.
I've sat on this blog for maybe a good 6 months.
Yeah.
Yep. I heard about it 6 months ago. It's called This Is Why You're Fat. And as luck would have it, the week I decide to do it, I learned that the blog has already gone offline.
Yeah.
Wah, wah, wah. Talk about fail. But it's okay. We're going to try to spin this off because, you know, we're really good at doing stuff like that.
Yeah. We'll just make it sound like it's still happening, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. We'll just mislead people.
Yeah.
But in any case, look, the blog is called This Is Why You're Fat.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's not dead completely. Just because it's offline doesn't mean it's dead.
Yes. Its presence will live forever. Is that what you mean?
Yes. But in the form of books as well.
Yeah.
Because they have translated themselves into a book.
Yeah. And I did actually read that there's been rumours that it might be a TV show as well.
Oh, no. You know, this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to get on every segment of Different Strokes.
Yeah, exactly. They cover them all.
Yeah. They want us to review the blog on the online segment. Then they want us to talk about the book in the magazine publishing segment that we have. And then they're trying to get it on TV so Jade can talk about it.
Yeah.
Scandalous.
Totally scandalous.
But in any case, if you haven't heard of this blog, it was pretty big. It went online. It went live, I think, sometime last year.
Okay.
It was pretty big sometime last year. So that was when it was at its peak.
Yeah.
Now, Jade, apparently 10 million people have been to the site. They've had 10 million hits.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what it's about is it's a blog dedicated to sickeningly fatty foods.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine the most disgusting, greasiest, oiliest, meat-laden food.
Now, I've spent a lot of time in America, Dave.
Oh, so this is no shock.
No.
I was kind of taken aback.
Yeah.
When a friend once, shared a link to me to this blog, I was just like, oh, my God. Is that a sandwich? Because there's more meat in it than actual bread.
Yeah.
I don't even see the bread.
I find, you know, the food is really fascinating. You know, that kind of... I can't eat a full meal, you know, in America at all.
Like, a full meal of just whatever, because the portions are big?
The portions are huge, but they're like, you know, a burger is like the size of your head. It's just, you know, it's crazy.
So, I mean, when I thought of the blog and what I could submit, because you can actually submit stuff as well when it was online.
Yeah.
To This Is Why You're Fat, I kind of had to force myself to think, what is worse than a family size bucket of KFC? Because that, to me, used to be the worst. That was the epitome of gluttony. That was the epitome of disgusting, kind of guilty indulgence.
Yeah.
But they have stuff, like some people have posted stuff on this blog. And there's stuff like a 30,000 calorie sandwich, Jade. Would you like to know how to make a 30,000 calorie sandwich?
Yeah, well, you've got to tell us now.
Oh, yeah. You know, basically, head to the deli section of your supermarket and don't leave till it shuts down. Because you're going to buy everything there.
Yeah.
Okay? So there's stuff like minced beef in it. There's bacon. There's corn dogs, which is huge in America.
Yeah.
There's ham. There's pastrami. There's roast beef. Turkey, fried mushrooms.
Wait, this is on the one sandwich?
This is on the one goddamn sandwich. Okay, and it's fried mushrooms. So, okay, you can't blame them for not, you know, you can't say they didn't put any greens.
They add some veg. It's not greens, it's veg.
Yeah, it's veg. They added some veg, albeit deep fried.
Yeah.
And great. Oh, wait, there's onion rings. Yeah, so I'm not sure how much veggies in that either. But there's onion rings, 5 cheeses.
Oh, God.
And I hear someone ask, what about the bread? Well, there you go. There's bread too. After all that.
How can you eat it?
I don't know. I don't think my mouth opens like, that big.
I'm thinking it's got to be, what, you know, a meter high? No, how do you fit all that stuff on there?
I think you got to dissect it like a wedding cake.
Okay. Small portion. I hope they cut it up for you because this is the other thing. Like, how awkward would it be to try and eat that?
Okay, Jade, is it wrong that when I was looking through all these pictures, I kind of thought, I could go with that?
Yeah.
Is it wrong? Because sometimes I look at these photos.
It is a bit fascinating, isn't it?
It's not fascinating as in, oh, look at that white gorilla.
Yeah.
It's fascinating as in, I actually crave deep fried food right now and I could go with that.
Yeah.
You know, your eyes are always wider than your stomach. Yeah. That is a fact.
Yeah.
So I think if someone put that sandwich in front of me, I would just go, I think I'll just have the crust because this is too much. But there's like pictures on this blog and you can find this on Google Image still.
Yeah.
Oreos with a ton of cream. The cream is about the length of my arm, and it managed to pile that much cream on it.
Oh, God.
Sorry, I'm just coughing my lungs out.
No.
But do you know what's interesting as well? A lot of these foods, I mean, most of them are kind of fatty American foods, and we can kind of look at that and go, ha-ha, Americans are fat. Yeah. That's why they're fat.
Mm-hmm.
But there are also some ethnic ones in there as well, which kind of surprised me a little.
Mm-hmm.
But Now, this one, I think it's pronounced as gribbins or gribbins.
Okay.
It's a Jewish dish. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. It's basically deep-fried chicken or duck skin with fried onions.
Oh, my gosh.
Because when I go to KFC, I love eating the skin.
Were there deep-fried chocolate bars on this blog?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, that's an indulgence.
Yeah, well, because, you know, I remember that there was all this thing about, you know, deep-fried chocolate bars a couple of years back. And at the time, it was like, oh, yeah, there we go, America again. You know who actually invented the deep-fried chocolate bars? The Please. Scottish.
Really?
Yes.
I was going to say Australians because, you know, apparently we're fatter than Americans now or something.
Yeah, yeah, so I've heard.
But there's so many of us, like, you know, with gym memberships and, you know, so many of us on this fitness regime.
Yeah, none of us are going.
None of us really going.
Nah.
Just paying for the membership.
Yep.
But, yeah, in any case, the blog got very, very huge with all these submissions. It went very viral.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, you know, they've secured a book deal now, so maybe that's why the website went down.
Rumours of a TV show.
Rumours of a TV show is coming up. Would you watch a show like that, that basically every day or every week shows you pictures of disgusting fatty foods?
Mm. Well, you know, everyone's really fascinated by that kind of stuff now. Like, there's that guy that goes around and he, like, cuts up bodies and he shows you autopsy photos. And then there's, like, you know, Dr. Oz does, you know, Oprah's buddy does that thing where he, like, talks about what, you know, what happens inside your body and all that kind of stuff.
No, I mean, if this show were to take off, I want it to be just trashy.
Yeah.
Like, I want that character that Monique plays in Precious to be co-hosting.
Yeah.
Have you watched Precious?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, the character that Monique plays in Precious, she has this thing where she loves pig's feet.
Oh.
I know. That, to me, is just nasty. That's no way. Yeah. I would never touch that. But, you know, it needs to be trashy. It can't be nutritional because I think there's so many shows out there.
Like, oh, so we're not learning from it. We're just going, this gross. Is gross. Okay. Yeah.
It should be like Bad Girls Club, which is this crazy reality TV show in America.
Okay, I'm going to write that down. I might watch that.
Oh, Jade, you're going to love Bad Girls Club. It's basically just sassy black women behaving very badly. But, you know, I think it should be a trashy show because we know what we shouldn't be eating.
Yeah.
So show, you know, like just show us the whole thing. Don't try to preach because there's enough preaching on The Biggest Loser.
It should be about outdoing each other and seeing who can come up with something more disgusting.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what I want from this future incarnation of this blog.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready for a Different Strokes take on music.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Dave, I love music to snuggle to. I talk about it all the time.
So is tonight an album you snuggle to? Because
no.
I'm not sure.
No, it's not. And I love lyrics. Like, these are the two things that I love about music the most. I love being able to snuggle to something and I love lyrics of songs.
Well, what kind of lyrics? Like My Humps?
Well, no.
I just wanted to know because they're lyrics as well.
Yeah, I know. But, like, I love stories, you know. I love stories in
narratives
songs.
Narratives in songs. Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
You know, I'm a writer at heart, really. And that's why. But so I got recommended this album. The band is called Sleigh Bells and the album is called Treats. It's actually their debut album and it was released in the US, so they're an American band. It was released in the US about a month ago, but it's still, you can get it in boutique stores now.
Boutique stores?
Well,
what are they?
I'm not going to name the names of the smaller CD stores that aren't conglomerates.
Okay, but that's what you meant because when I hear boutique stores, I think where LaToya from Destiny's Child bought her boots from.
No,
I'm
no.
like boutique
CD stores, you can get them from. Independent. Have the album out now, but it's due for release in Australia on iTunes and the bigger stores on June 18th. So you've got a couple of weeks to go. But it's so I listened to it today and I was just a bit like, I'm not, you know, I wasn't really sure what to expect. It's kind of electro, indie electro pop-ish, which kind of has a grey area. I was saying to you, Dave, earlier when you were playing Robin, I was like, oh, that kind of sounds a bit like Sleigh Bells.
Okay.
So it's kind of got this, there's a lot of distortion and mechanical robotic sounds going on, and they surround these vocals. And the vocals kind of have this sort of Kate Nash, I call it Kate Nash, Lily Allen style. You know what I mean, that I'm talking about. It's that that... You know, that girly...
That spoken word, girly, yeah, yep.
Kind of stuff. But, you know, that's not really what this album is about. It's kind of like this creation of all of these things. And it sounds really raw, but it's... I mean, it's obviously really produced. Because, I mean, they've got sounds like, you know... There's one song that I was listening to just a bit earlier and it just sounded like missiles dropping. You know, that kind of stuff. Like, there's obviously, like, a lot of sound going on. And it's getting a lot of really, really, really good reviews as well. So, you know, there's all this hype that's starting to build up about it. I don't think it's going to need a Different Strokes bump. I think it'll, you know.
You think it'll take off?
Yeah, well,
I've read a couple of reviews on Sleigh Bell's album, which is called Treats.
Yeah.
And I kind of felt like that's, you know, these reviewers, like Pitchfork Media.
Yeah, Pitchfork is very,
very credible.
Hip, yeah.
Very hip. And they don't just give out the goodies.
Yeah.
And they've given this album a lot of props.
They
so
have.
So that to me says, okay, that's got to be special.
It is. It is. And I mean, it's not something I would normally listen to. So if you're a Jade style person, maybe you wouldn't really, you know, you wouldn't really like it. But you kind of have, I went into this whole thing really open-minded and I was like, again, with the TV segment, right? I'm like, oh, well, I don't always have to try things that I wouldn't necessarily like. I did surprise myself and like stuff. And so my picks of the, my tracks of picks are a song called Real Real, another one called Tell 'Em, a song called Riot Room, and the song that I'm going to play for you, which is called Run the Heart.
Tell 'Em is actually the lead single from the Sleigh Bells album.
It is a lead single, and it was released for free download in April. I don't know if you can still get it for free, but yeah, you should check it out.
So that is Sleigh Bells, a new album, which is called Treats.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. We just played Cheryl Cole, Heartbreaker.
Featuring Will.i.am. Holla.
Yeah.
Just thought I'd get a bit of ghetto in there.
Yeah.
But in any case, hey, we got an SMS here from Chloe Elwood, which I'm not sure whether Elwood is a suburb or not.
I think it might be Chloe from Elwood, right?
Yeah.
Who says, I love your show, guys. Well, thank you very much, Chloe. We appreciate
the love.
Yeah,
we give do. The love right back at you.
Yes. That sounded very Oprah. Or Ellen.
Jade Gulliver.
In any case, on that note, it is time for us to go. If you want to catch up with us during the week, you can do so if you go to joy.org.au/differentstrokes. We've got our podcast, our blog. We're also on Facebook if you want to do a search for us and become a fan of us there. Dave and I are on Twitter as well. We are very, very connected. I actually got recommendations on this album over Twitter that I did today. So, you know, feel free to tweet us and let us know what you think we should be looking at.
Absolutely. And all that details of our Twitter stuff is on our blog anyway. Yes. But yeah. So till next week.
Yeah.
It should be lots of fun.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.